size, although the number shown does not fit. Zuber,
422. Shinun Ches, Sif Gimel. We have the Dine Kalchuf. Anything which is bigger than a base of sign, which is not Hukuf Ladira, has a problem. Sif Gimel. Tell Gavoya Sora Dino Kikalfif. If you have a mound and it has no use, but it's got mechitzas, but nobody made it into a household use. It's just a mound of soil, which really is Rusha Sayochid, because on either side you've got mechitzas, all around it you've got mechitzas. Even if the mechitzas are slightly slanting, we learned before, as long as it's Tel Amislakot, it's also a mechitza. So you have this place which is 10 tefachim high, above the rest of the ground, so it's got a din of a kalfif. If it's less than Beis Hasayim, you can carry there. If it's a Beis Hasayim, you can't carry there. Lamed test. Tell Gavoya so Tvachim Afila Eina Zokuf Begavoya Halba. Even if the sides are not properly vertical, and a kolshim is lakat asor tvachim mitoich arba amas, as long as they rise 10 tvachim within a distance of 4 amas. You remember we said a machlokas whether the 4 amas is on the vertical or the 4 amas is imagining the flat, which you can't see because but it's like there's whether you reckon the 4 amas from there to there or from there to there. Have a mechitza gemura. It's still a mechitza gemura, so it's Rusha Sayochid. But nevertheless, if it's less than a Beis Hasayim, you can carry them. If it's more than a Beis Hasayim, you have a problem. Din kikau for the outer Hasayim with l'tatl b'kulay. Dekele mukha mechitza domi, v'yoyis b'sayim, also l'tatl da mechitza nas me'eler, v'le hukav l'shem dira. This is, it's not even man-made, so nobody's ever made it l'shem dira. There's no dira there, it just happens to be that's the way the soil is worked. So even though it's a mountain, and it has taka mechitzas on either side, ob it's a kaufif.
What
plot of land
have you got? Got a natural
hump
in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that hump will get.
That hump is just a yochid, so if it's small, you can carry down Shabbos. But what if it's bigger than Beis Hasayim, more than 70 by 70 amos?
The moors.
In the moors, you might find something. I mean, that's stuff dalad mechitzas. You have to know. Often you find it when they're building, and you see that they make mounds all over, and you see that they it doesn't matter if it's man-made or not man-made. But a masa, it's not the deal with that. If it's more than Beis Hasayim, you can't carry that. Otherwise, you can carry that. Siv dalad kalfa v'yosem Beis Hasayim. Now, we have a kalfa which is more than Beis Hasayim, and we want to change it. After we made the kalfa, we were posach l'toychoi, the house. But now it's too late. After Pasal HaToychoi, now we have to make a new, the kalfif should be kosher. So there's two ways to do it. One way would be to break down a mechitza. We have a few ways. How are you breaking down a mechitza, making a new mechitza? Well, if it is just a drop more than Beis Hasayim, we said the Chaim Nilshe is 1152 square amos. Imagine if this base, square meters. So imagine if this Beis Hasayim is 1154 square meters. That's all. I'm not going to start breaking down walls. I'm going to put things in for 2 square meters.
Make it smaller.
I put them in the middle, I put them anywhere. Could be it's good, because I haven't got the shetach of 1152 square amos. I haven't got the shetach of a Beis Hasayim anymore, because I've got things inside it which are memaret bekaufif. Instead of breaking down a wall of 10 amos and making a new wall which I have to make 10 amos wall, remember we had before big problems with it, the Tumas Hadeshen gave Eitzes, putting offer, not so easy. I'll put something there, Bikvius, and that thing will take away, L'chora, you think, you look at the whole ground. Beis Hasayim. I'll put something on the ground, and I'll change it, I'll make it a bit less. Obviously, if it's a 10 Beis Hasayim, it's Ishka Eitzes. The Eitzes will have to be to break down a wall and rebuild a 10 amos wall. But if it's just a bit over, I should say Eitzes. Of the Imshaykh and the Gemara depends. If you're going to put something there which doesn't belong there, it's okay. But if you put something there which belongs in a kalfif, the mushal trees, because a kalfif is an orchard, and you put there trees which even though they're made to sit underneath or whatever, then it's still a kalfif. So you haven't been mamat in the kalfif. So the kalfif, Yosem is the same, Shanotaboy Lonis Lemaat Aviroi, to make less the Avir, Loi have a mit, is not a mit. So you see, Vafila Yashban Goiva Asora Vrochav Arbo. So even though they for themselves would have a dinner with Shusha Yochid on their own, they're not part of the Kalfif Ke'ilu. They'd be Shusha Yochid. Abba, the Masa, they belong there. So they can't be memayat the amount of kalfif, and even though the shetach ha'oretz is now less than 70 by 70, you don't count it, it's still as if it's there. You have to put something which isn't a kalfif. So here this rings a bell for a different problem. If you have a shaila, is a park a kalfif? Is it a kalfif? So we said there's a tzad that teal is good. Why is teal? Because that's part of a person's needs. We said maybe if there's toys there, that's mamash, that could be zikha, a lot better. But we're talking about not next to the house, tamas a kalfif, somewhere else. You see here, as to have, so we, before we said a kalfif is an orchard, a vegetable patch, okay. Now we see this orchard, we didn't, no, it's not an orchard. I planted there, not fruit trees, I planted beech trees, I planted trees with a big shade. Yeah. And we say it's not mamat and the kalfif is still a kalfif because that's normal for a kalfif to have places to sit down. It takes a bit away the heter to say that that a place which is just for walking purposes is dira dikatashmish. This is a bissel mashma findor. Kamachalik zayin, it's still teal is better. That's teal. Teal is different. Go for walks is more important than just sitting doing nothing. It rings a bell of a bit of a shaila. Even though they are on their own, and they are, and you're allowed to carry on that tree because that tree is for itself, it's a chiddush, because that tree is rishus hayochid for zich. It's not memat because they belong there. On the top, if you're going to dig a boil in it, it's the same thing, because a boil belongs in a kalfif, especially if it's for water. And for a ginner, you need it to feed, to irrigate. Again, where it's got a din of Rishus HaYochid, and you can't walk there either. It still doesn't take away the share of Sebeis HaSayim. To name Tashmish HaKalfif, who keilonis v'chein imos a boy beginner, gam ein imamad, to Tashma ginner lashkoisoy, v'dova acha shein tzoych haginner. If you're going to put something there which isn't the ginner, mematoy, you push it, dova metal klein imal oilam. You put a car there, will help you, because it's not mal oilam. If you put something there, maybe something which cannot be moved, which isn't a metaltle, and it's not a need for the ginner, so then it'll take be a metaltle, then it'll take be a mamat, because you're making the shetach less. The shetach is no longer, if let's say,
that was already before.
Yeah. But we're trying not to make a mechitza. I just want to put something on. I've got 11, 52 square meters. I want to make, I've got 54. I want to put something 2 square meters there. Walking, and maybe I put a big skip there. Big skip there, which I don't need in the kalfif. But I've taken away from the rishus. Or, sifches. Bono boy omud. You built there omud. And the omud is not needed in the kalfif. It has no need. V'nisma bekach. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara how big the omud is, and we go lekula, and we pasken im rochav shloisha tvochim havemiyot. So it could be all you needed was to take away is just a bit over from the 70 amos square. So all you need is this 3 tvochim, even in the middle of the kalfif, you build this omud 10 tvochim high, 3 tvochim wide. I'm looking to see where it says if it has to be 3 tvochim the other way or not. I would think so. Later we'll see. I can't find it clearly whether it's gimel al gimel or even gimel al nothing. Obviously, at the end of the day, however big it is, it has to take away from the full size of Bessasai and make it less. If it says it's good enough, if it's 3 tvochim wide, it's good enough. Whether it's 3 by 3, I can't find. I was looking. Omud, bein be'emsas, bein somal kosei kafel, ruch shreishu tvochem v'gevoy asora, and it's high asora, have miet aval pochs v'asora v'ruch shreishu, if it's less than that, l'choshev ave kemisha enoi. So this is one of the things which is a thing which isn't tashmish again, it isn't tashmish thing. Nobody needs amudim there, so if you're lucky, you can, and you just drop over, you can make something 3 tvochem wide, which will take away from the size of Beis HaSayim and get back to just a Beis HaSayim, or just under just a Beis HaSayim is also good. And Meila, have a Miat, and you haven't got a Kalfif anymore, and you haven't got Dina Kalfif. It says a Beis HaSayim, it says you can carry that. Sivov. Now we come back to Sivov is making Mechitzas. This Eitzah of Sivov is going to be not Dafka if it is just over Beis HaSayim. Here we've got a huge Kalfif. And we said before, a huge kalfa of the Eitzah is to break down 10 amas of wall and rebuild it l'shem dira, because it's next to your house, but your house came later. So it's l'shem dira. So here's the Eitzah Chiddush. Bona mechitza boya chasor, we mentioned it yesterday. Lifnei mechitza rishayna. We're going to build the wall lifnei mechitza rishayna. So this is a very simple drawing. It's got different reasons why it's shaded. We have here the house, which came after the kalfa, and here's all kalfa. So we're going to build a wall there. A wall. So the Bialocha brings that some say the wall has to be the whole length, because now there's still access all round. I mean, it's just a wall in the middle of nowhere. So the avada, this wall has to be within 10 tefachim from there. Ten amas from there. Avada, the wall has to be 10 amas long. And avada has to be 10 tefachim high, otherwise it's not a wall. But this wall, so Bialocha brings, the four holes, has to be the whole width, when the Gemara says build a wall. Or this way, the whole width. Which you don't want to do, maybe. But this halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Paskin is not like the Ritz, like the Rosh. And the Rosh says it's okay, even if it's in the middle, just as long as it's 10 amas long. So long as it isn't within 3 tvachim from that wall. If it's within 3 tvachim from that wall, it's the same wall. So I am leaving this wall.
Make a new wall.
And I'm making a new wall, a proper wall, over there. That's the mechaber. Bona mechitza ba'oyrech esa lifnei mechitza rishoyna. Levatla. This is how you're going to be k'ilu mevatla the wall. Shetia k'moisha eino. It's as if it isn't. V'yemukaf ledira lidashnir. And now it's going to be mukaf ledira with a second one. So I've made a new 10 amas wall. If I kept it 3 tvachim away from the first one, it's mutter. Otherwise, it's just the same wall. Zod de mishabura. Be'oyrech yoyse ma'asora, ken tzorech lo, it must be a drop more than 10. U'mayri de'govoy, gam ken eser, that's 10 tefachim, one should be asora. Lifnei mechitza, lifnim be'kalfif, inside the kalfif, shir k'misha enoy. Vav k'milu nifritz be'mechitza yishona kol oyrech hazeh. We imagine that Yitaka broke down this wall. This wall's still there. We imagine you broke down from there to there, and your mechitza is from there to there. So it's as if Yitaka did it right, which is breaking down from there to there and rebuilding it. And we learned yesterday, even though you're building the wall slowly, we learned yesterday, you don't have to break down 10, make a Pesach of open 10, and then rebuild it. You can even do break down 1, rebuild. Break down 1, rebuild. Break down 1, rebuild. So that's what you're doing here. Rebuilding slowly, slowly, slowly. As you're rebuilding this, you're breaking that. This also works. You could have done it there. But this is only an imagining breakage. Because it's as if, when you build that wall, you're breaking that wall. Of course, now we've already got the Pesach. And now we're going to make our mechitzas good. It's a new hekev. If you made it within 3 tvachim, lo imahani desule nechshel kekosel chodosh. It's not a new wall. Ela kemoishem moisiv bin lakosel rishon shem dirud lo imahani. It doesn't help. The calls there shaloinis matar kalfa mishir yosem is the sound of the kosel chodosh. We're talking about a huge kalfif, and therefore we have to make sure we've got a new wall. Aval, if we've got a kalfif which is just over the base of time, bevadai muta filikov toshel shvom shavim talti lakosel manikim mishir zayin. If this is just over a base of time. And you tuck and build the wall just there, so it'll help you, because you've made it, like the Omud, you've made it a bit less. Yeah. Now here, if we have time, we can. There's a chiddush here, when you learn Eruvin, we have to understand, we've got this place like this, and the Bialucha explains, we're imagining that this isn't here, says the Bialucha, because you know what? Even if that wouldn't be here, I would be able to carry here. So I've made really a new mechitza for everything, just like I break that open mamash. You can't carry. I rebuild it, I can carry. Now that I've got just that, I can also imagine this isn't here, and I've got a new wall for this kalfif, so it's good because it's a drop more than 10 amas. So imagine that's not there, forget that line, and you have a mechitza which looks like this. Over there, opening of more than 10, and a mechitza over there. Would you say you can carry in this place? Bialocha says you can. That is why. See, the yisod is, you're not allowed to have a pitzer more than 10. Yeah? You know, every pizza you can have it like this, and you can have an opening of 10 amos. That opening of 10 amos, the reason why you're allowed to have that opening is because this opening has either the fourth wall, you can have two things on the side, or it's in the Maruba, this is 11, then you've got just 10. So you always have a reason why an opening is kosher. This opening is not kosher, this opening is more than 10. So why does the Bialocha say that it's as if I've knocked that down and now I can carry in here? Why? Why would I be allowed to carry in here? So the Bialocha says that has to be less than 10 amos. Very nice, that's less than 10 amos, and that's less than 10 amos. You can't just put it over there. That's less than 10 amos. Okay. Even if that's less than 10 amos, how do I get across from there to there? Imagine you have something like that. You have to carry it there. Because less than 10 amos, usually less than 10 amos means I've got one like that, less than 10 amos in the middle. Okay. But here, it's not in the same line at all. If you make a line, a wall, less than 10 amos in between, I understand, I can carry. If you have a wall like that and like that, less than 10 amos, you can't carry. Look at this, you've got one there and one there. Why can you carry over there? Of Dame, you need to learn a chazanish. Look at this picture on the bottom, which is very, very negeah. It's negeah when you make eruvin. It's a very negeah dikazach for those that make eruvin. This chazanish. You see this picture over here? These are the walls. That's not there. See? So you got these four walls, right? Are you allowed to carry in this place? Yes. Where's the closure over there? All right, I'm going to make it like that. A minute. If that would go to there, are you allowed to carry here? No. You can't carry there. It's open. Why are you allowed to carry over there? It's also open. This mokem has three mechitzas. Because that mokem has three mechitzas, we can imagine that this is closed. And just like if there'd be a proper wall over there, you'd say, Oymed Muruba can go across. That's obvious. If you'd have that, you can say, go across. Because I've got three walls over there, that mokem allows you to say that Ke'ilu, that line is over there, because I've got three walls, and then I can go across with Oymed Muruba to there. Just El Chazanish. This is used in Eruvin very much when you're building Eruvin. So what I just said. If it be like that, I can Zecha go across. So because that's Taka not there, but instead of it I have three walls, that whole Mokum is filled in. Imagine it's filled in, and therefore it's solid, and I can go across without Oymed Muruba. It's exactly the same, we're doing that here. But here we have to do it twice. We go like this. And then we go across there with Oymed Muruba. But you have a problem because of that. Tell it says you do the same the other way. Take all that and go across there. And you do them simultaneously. And a melee you can go across. That's the cheshbon here. He tries to explain it here as well, without a cheshbon. Pardon? You can do it twice, yeah. You can do it twice. You have to be able to do it twice. That's how it works out. Because the reason why you can do it is only because it's open to somewhere else anyway. So but that's the way it works. Here, you only Taka needed to do it once. But that's how it works. So you're doing. That's why that's all that is green. That is green because that becomes the Oymed to be able to go across there. This is all open. And all the rest should be in a different color to go across to there. Sif Zayin. It's called Oymed Meruba of the Rishus. That's what it's called. I can show you places where it's been used here in Manchester. That's the way to do it. Oymed Meruba of the Rishus. Sif. Because otherwise, you have to understand the problem you have to see. Otherwise, you're trying to get across a space, and there's nothing there to get across. There's no line there. There's nothing there. Teretz says, Oymed Muruba of the Rishus. Oymed Muruba of the whole Rishus. Sif Zayin. Now, here we've got a different case. Here, we're back to the case where we're trying to put, like we're putting an ombud in it. The place is a drop bigger than a base of Zayin. So what I'll do is, I'll make the wall fatter. I'll put some lime and tit on the wall and make the wall fatter. Sif Zayin. Toch tit ha-mechitza rishoynas lemata v'yuray v'nismat. Instead of being a drop more than a base of Zayin, now it's just a base of Zayin or less. So the mechab is very machmet. Im ha-tit ovar shem tinotl mechitza rishoynas lemata v'yuray v'nismat. It's a chiddush. The mechab holds. It's the same old wall. even though the shetach has gone really less, it's gone a bit thinner, it's the same old wall, you can't help it. Unless the tit is strong enough to stand on its own, then you can reckon the tit as something. And once you reckon the tit as something, then it's memad. And they say, it doesn't have to be able to stand on their own. Lamas, it's gone thinner. Amazushlek Machaba holds the tit has to stand on its own, otherwise it's bottle to the original size. Keilu. That's what I'm trying to achieve. The main thing is the size now is less because the wall has gone fatter. See, some say you don't need a chovah shloisha. Why doesn't he have a chovah shloisha? As long as now I can see a measure and it's gone a bit fatter. So I'm short of the base of science, I'm okay. The Mishabura holds, it's always buttled to the wall unless it has a chashivas. So the first thing is it has to have 10, and even though now the shetach is less, it's buttled to the wall, just like the trees were bottled. And therefore, you have to make sure, unless you built it l'chatchila like that, but it was built wrong, then you can't say it's good. Therefore, you have to make sure it is the full size, it is three tvochim. So here's some saying beferish that he didn't mean three tvochim, 3x3, he only meant 3 on one side, some say. But before, they don't say it clearly. It doesn't have to be able to stand on its own. It's okay as long as it can stand with the koisel. That doesn't help you. You can't make a mechitza bigger. We said, even within three tvochim, to make it as a shem mechitza. So there's two things you make. You can either do a mechitza, which is a proper mechitza, three tvochim away, 10 amos wide, or you're making the space smaller, and then it has to be something which doesn't belong there, or which is choshev on its own.